should have cried holy. That is Greater Vision. And that'll wrap things up for the program today. I hope you enjoyed our visit with the Bible Tones. You can find out more about this Mississippi quartet by following them on social media or visiting their website, thebibletones.com. Don't forget, if you'd like to register for our giveaway to the 40 Days and Nights of Gospel Music in Williamstown, Kentucky, just go by our website and submit your information at thegospelgreats.com. Only one entry per household, please. Coming up next week, it's our Father's Day edition of the program.
What a great privilege and responsibility to be a father.
We'll have songs about Dad and our Heavenly Father. I'm Rodney Balcombe. Thank you for listening today. Remember, the gospel is the good news. Let's all strive to know Him and to make Him known. And we'll look for you again next week right here, Lord willing, with more of the Gospel Greats.
Attention, WRCO listeners. Father's Day is just around the corner, and we've got an incredible giveaway just for you when you hear this.
Love my daddy. I love my daddy. I love my daddy. Yes, I do.
Be the seventh caller and get registered to win amazing prizes. The drawing will be held Friday morning, June 14th, during the 7 o'clock hour. Our grand prize includes 4 Brewer tickets and a Gladiator refrigerator from Town & Country TV and Appliance. But that's not all. We have plenty of other fantastic prizes up for grabs, like a $50 gift certificate from Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel, a $50 gift certificate from Napa, and 2 rounds of 9 holes of golf with a cart. Plus, you could win 4 rounds of 18 holes with a cart from House on the Rock Attraction and Resort. It's easy to enter. Just be the seventh caller when you hear,
I love my daddy. I love my dad.
Celebrate Father's Day the right way with WRCO Radio Father's Day Giveaway. Good luck and happy Father's Day.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
From eco-friendly thermostats to energy-efficient lighting systems for your business, technology is making everything smarter. Good thing your Touchstone Energy Cooperative can help you make smarter work harder. Today, there are more ways than ever to make your world more energy efficient, and we can show you how. Take the next step to go electric and put the power of your co-op to work for you.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
From infants to men size 19, the Shoebox has shoes for the whole family in the latest styles and fashions. Boots by Columbia, Wolverine, Cat, Hi-Tech, Skechers, Bearpaw, and more. Even football, basketball, baseball, and track cleats. Visit the Shoebox, a local Wisconsin company, and it's a win-win for you and the community. Shop elsewhere, and your money says goodbye. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth, where you receive service like it ought to be.
Right outside your door, there's a lifetime of memories waiting to be made. All American Do It Center is your number one place to get the world's number one composite decking, Trex. Trex decking won't stain. It won't need to be stained. It doesn't warp, nor is damaged by insects. Trex decking has a 25-year limited residential warranty. Start your new deck now with Trex Composite at All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
Summer's just getting started, so fill your cooler with the smooth and refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. It tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real brewed tea. And with a 5% kick of alcohol, Twisted Tea is perfect for the beach, the lake, or wherever you're hanging out and day drinking with your friends. Look for the bright yellow cans. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
You'll love an A&W Root Beer Float. Made fresh root beer with real cane sugar meets a perfect swirl of creamy vanilla soft serve in our signature frosty mug. Try one today and watch all your worries float away. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Hi, Missy. How are you?
Oh, hey, I'm great. We just got Bug Tussle Internet installed at our house today.
Bug Tussle?
Yes, Bug Tussle. They're a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas.
That's amazing.
It really is. And it's only $45 a month. Plus, they have local customer service if you need help.
Sounds perfect.
Hurry. Offer ends June 30th. Details available at btussle.com. That's btussel.com. Your neighbor has Bug Tussle. You should, too.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. We have a great deal for Father's Day. Purchase any grill for $3.99 or more, and we will deliver it free. Purchase a grill for $4.99 or more, not only will we deliver it free, but you will receive a $25 gift certificate to the Richland Locker. And from June 12th through the 15th, purchase any grill, $2.99 or more, and receive a free 20-pound LP fill-up. So stop in at Muscadet or Richland Center to get these and many other great deals. And as always, we appreciate your business.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hi, I'm meteorologist Nick Grunseth for WRCO. I hope you're having a great start to your Sunday. I was in my hometown yesterday in north central Wisconsin and talking to a couple of area farmers and just looking at some of the crops around, and they're struggling in the north central part of the state. For one, they've had quite a bit of rain and it's clay soil. And then secondly, of course, temperatures have not been favorable. So the corn where it's growing, it's a couple, 3 inches tall, and other places farmers haven't been able to get their seed in yet. In one case, my in-laws, they have over 100 acres of land and they rent out some land to an area crop farmer. And typically, 2 years they put in soybeans and then another year it's corn. Well, nothing's been put in yet. So it's a definitely to be determined type of situation. I was happy to report to them that the weather pattern looks to be shifting overall in favor of some warmth. We'll still have some rain, but as we get into the later part of June and July, it does appear temperatures will become consistently more summer-like, and hopefully those overnight lows stay up as well to promote more growth. So let's get to that forecast. For today, it'll be mostly sunny, a windy day, highs near 75, northwest winds 10 to 20, gusting up to 30. A cold front will drift across the state. North central Wisconsin could have a couple of showers pop up, but in our area, I expect to stay dry. The sky goes clear overnight tonight. Areas of fog developing after midnight will fall down to about 45. And then Monday, less wind, sunshine up to about 72. Mostly clear on Monday night with lows around 45. Tuesday, partly cloudy with isolated showers possible at highs near 76. And isolated showers and storms are possible on Wednesday with highs near 85. Thursday's our next best chance of scattered to widespread showers and thunderstorms across the region. It'll be humid Thursday with highs near 84. And then Friday, mostly sunny with highs near 81. I'm meteorologist Nick Grunseth for WRCO. Have a great day.
There's only one day that's better to start an IRA than today, and that's yesterday. The Richland County Bank encourages you to start an IRA today before today is yesterday. Many financial experts estimate that you may need up to 85% of your pre-retirement income in retirement. The Richland County Bank offers a variety of traditional and Roth IRAs, allowing you to save money for retirement in a tax-advantaged way. A visit to the Richland County Bank is a perfect way to start paying yourself first with an IRA, or call 608-647-6306. It's never too early to plan for your retirement, and the earlier you make your contribution, the more you will earn at Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Richland County Bank, we want to be your bank for life.
It's a sunny 61 degrees, and that is up from our morning low of 49. Yesterday we had a high of 71 and also received 0.2 of an inch of rain. A record high for this day, 93, set back in 1911, while a record low of 37 was set in 1969. As for last year, our high on this day was 81, while our low was 44. Sunset today will be at 8:40, sunrise tomorrow at 5:21. We do have no precipitation so far today, the barometer holding steady at 29.91, and light northerly winds. Again, it's a sunny 61 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's Morning News Today is sponsored by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, the Philback family of dealerships, and Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such.
At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors take a client-focused approach to customize strategies that fit your lifestyle and goals. So, while you do what you love, you know you are preparing for the future. Capital Wealth Advisory Group. Discover the one-to-one relationship you deserve. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Good morning. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Henricks. The Richland County Dairy Breakfast is being held at Huff Nelson's Dairy Farm in rural Ithaca today, from now until 1. Organizer Annette Lewis invites you to enjoy the all-you-can-eat pancakes, sausage, applesauce, cottage cheese, cheese curds, yogurt, string cheese, various sliced cheeses, ice cream, coffee and creamer, and chocolate with white milk from area producers. Huff Nelson's farm, located on Huffman Lane near Ithaca. Louise says, though, the best way to get to the farm is to park at the Ithaca School.
We're going to do 3 shuttle buses. The buses are free. They've been paid for by different people, and they will be coming from the Ithaca School at the elementary. There's a drive-up, and they can step right on at the elementary door there, get on the bus, and then the bus will bring you down Ben Road right to the farm, so you can step right off the bus in front of Aaron and Holly's house. As far as parking, you can park at the upper parking area at Ithaca's High School, and it's a short walk to where the buses will be loading. You can also park at the church, because the church is not having services that day. And then there's also the parking down at the community gym. They'll be parking at the farm if the rain quits, and we'll let you know for sure on that.
The Nelsons hope to see you at the Richland County Dairy Breakfast today, anytime between now and 1. Rain shouldn't be a factor today. And again, the best way to get there is by taking the shuttle bus, by parking at Ithaca School. Cost for breakfast, $5 per person, with children 3 and under eating for free. A cancer cure ride for Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination is being held today. The motorcycle ride will leave Honkers at noon and end at Sportsman's in Muscadet. It includes a chicken barbecue at Rockton, a silent auction, 50-50 raffles, and door prizes. The cost to participate is $15 per person. All proceeds will go to Grace. For more information, call Tom Hendricks at 739-4321. The City of Richland Center Water Utility will be flushing water mains on Monday through Friday of this week from 12:01 a.m. continuing into the daytime hours. Flushing starting Monday on Gage Street South to Walmart, the south end of town, the Highway 14 East Corridor, and Pleasant Valley Drive. Tuesday, flushing will be held on Union Street South to South Street. Wednesday's flushing will include 1st Street to 12th Street, County AA North, to and including the North Industrial Park, but does not include the booster station. The water mains on the entire west side of the Pine River will be flushed Thursday. Friday's water main flushing will be in the area of Allison Park. Storms or other unexpected circumstances may extend or postpone the time. The entire water system may experience rusty water and or reduced water pressure during the flushing week. The water is safe to drink, but could discolor clothes when washing. Starting Monday, the Richland County Highway Department will be doing some concrete repair on U.S. Highway 14 West. Work will take place just west of West Side Drive for 700 feet. The area of the road will be shut down to one lane of traffic. Traffic lights will be used to control through the traffic through the area. Motorists should expect delays. The work is expected to take 4 working days through Thursday, June 13th. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
Headline reads, Central Cops State Tourney Opener beating Richland Center 2-0. This sports article is about the game for Richland Center's only state baseball appearance now over 60 years ago. And for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment, here's the rest of the story. According to the Capital Times, dated Friday, June 7th, 1963, Oshkosh, the Tide and the Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association baseball team representation in the semifinals has changed. There isn't a small school representative left. The first time in years, no Cinderella outfit has not been able to get at least as far as the semis. The 4 remaining schools are Eau Claire Memorial, Oshkosh, Kenosha, and Madison Central, all of them above 800 in student population for their senior high enrollment. Central won its 18th game in 20 starts by nipping Richland Center 2-0 in the opening round Thursday. Eau Claire blanked Dodgeville 5-0, Oshkosh took care of Little Mellon 6-2, and Kenosha tallied a 7-5 victory over Auburndale. Dave Lally, as usual, pitched the Central victory. It was his 16th win against 1 defeat as he held the Hornets to just 3 hits. The Downtowners got just 4 hits off of Vern Geishert and got both runs via the unearned route. Geishert had a no-hitter until the 5th inning and had given up just 1 walk to catcher Mike Rohr in the 3rd inning before the downfall occurred. In the 5th, Terry Nieneman hit a high pop-up behind first base, which fell in for a hit. Glenn Hurlemeyer bunted past third base for the 2nd safety. Mike Sells walked to load the bases, and after Geishert had bore down to strike out Rohr and Lally, Dick Peschel hit a grounder which was booted. That score proved to be the only run Central needed. In the 6th, Gary Gravani singled, and a drop throw on a fielder's choice gave both Gravani and Bill Van Dyke life. After the 2 outs, Sells hit a single over to score another run for the 6th, and the final score would be 2-0. The box score would read, as it was, Richland Center's lineup for that game included Fowler in left field, Myers at first base, Flapek at center field, Geishert batted 4th and was the pitcher, Beatty was the catcher, Hoskins at third base, Patch, and then Utzer played 2nd, and Elliott was the shortstop. Listen next week for a history of Richland County covering June Dairy Days.
It's a chance to go back to school. The Richland County Historical Society invites you to the Akey School Museum Sunday afternoons from 1 to 4 p.m. now through September. Renew your one-room school memories or learn how your grandparents and great-grandparents learned. Admission is free, but donations are always appreciated. The Akey School Museum is located on County Highway TB, midway between Twin Bluffs and Highway 60 at Gotham.
Green grass, yellow dandelions, and pesty moles. Hello, spring. Ellie here at Chet's. We have all of your lawn care needs for this spring season. Lawn seeds, fertilizers, and even mole control. Our ongoing sunflower seed sale will surely keep your birds singing in this beautiful weather. Warm weather also means chick season, but we don't just have chickens. We have baby pheasants available as well. We'd like to give a special thank you to all of our friends at Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop down and see us at 880 North Orange Street, or give us a call at 647-8833 to place your pheasant order today.
Today is Sunday, June 9th. Dorothy McCluskey, 94, of Spring Green, died on June 3rd. A funeral mass will be held this Tuesday at 11 at St. John the Evangelist Catholic Church in Spring Green, burial in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home on Monday from 5 to 7 and again at St. John the Evangelist Catholic Church. on Tuesday from 10 until the time of Mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to a Grace Hospice or Meadows Assisted Living. Dorothy McCluskey, 94, of Spring Green. Charles J. Aber, 76, of Richland Center, died Thursday after a lengthy struggle with multiple health issues. A funeral service will be held on Wednesday at 11 at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center, burial in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Stafford Funeral Home on Tuesday from 5 to 7 and again on Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Charles J. Aber, 76, of Richland Center. Stephen Paul Saltwiedel, 77 of, or Weedell, Weedle, 77 of Sun Prairie, died Thursday in Madison. A memorial service will be held on Wednesday at 11:30 at the Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg. Burial will be held with military rites following at St. Anthony's Cemetery, rural Cazenovia. Friends may call at the Farber Funeral Home on Wednesday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11:30. Stephen Paul Saltwiedel, a 77 of Sun Prairie. Jane E. Anderson, 77 of rural Hillsboro, died Wednesday at the Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. Graveside services will be held on Wednesday at 1 at the Fancy Creek Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is in Richland Center and assisting the family with arrangements. For Jane E. Anderson, 77 of rural Hillsboro. Clarence R. Sonny Byers, 93 of rural Boscobel, died Saturday at the Boscobel Nursing Home on June 1st. The memorial service will be held at 11 on Saturday, June 15th, at the Kendall Funeral Home in Boscobel. Burial will be in the Boscobel Cemetery. Food and fellowship will be available at the Tuffley Community Center in Boscobel following the service. Friends may call at the funeral home on Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Clarence R. Sonny Byers, 93, of rural Boscobel. James Albert Glass, 73, of Lone Rock, died on Thursday at UW Hospital. Per James' request, no formal services will be held. Interment and a celebration of life will be held at the Basswood Church and Cemetery at a later date. Memorials may be directed to the family and be given or be given to a charity of your choice. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for James Glass, 73 of Lone Rock. Emmanuel Lunk, 89 of Richland Center, died Friday at his home. A private funeral service will be held at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Burial will be in the Richland Center Cemetery. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be mailed to Mrs. Emmanuel Lunk at P.O. Box 556, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581. Emmanuel Lunk, 89 of Richland Center.
Hello friends, Mark Philback here from the Philback Family Dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive. Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any lifestyle. The deals are getting sweeter, folks. Whether you're in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, or Prairie du Chien, or browsing online at philback.com, we've got incredible offers just waiting for you. So why wait? Come down to the Philback Family Dealerships and let us make your automotive dreams a reality. Visit us today, where trust, selection, and unbelievable deals come standard. The Philback Family Dealerships, 75 years strong with a lifetime commitment to you, where the customer is first since 1948.
This morning's birthdays and anniversaries are sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be. From infants to men size 19, The Shoebox has shoes for the whole family in the latest styles and fashions. Boots by Columbia, Wolverine, Cat, High Tech, Skechers, Bear Paw, and more. Even football, basketball, baseball, and track cleats. Visit The Shoebox, a local Wisconsin company, and it's a win-win for you and the community. Shop elsewhere, and your money says goodbye. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth, where you receive service like it ought to be. Well, we have a handful of birthday and anniversary wishes going out on this Sunday, June 9th. First off, happy birthday going to Donna Rowe of Richland Center. Thinking of you on your very special birthday, number 90. Lots of love from your old friends Margie and Mary. Happy birthday to Lauren Durst from Lori and the Guys. Lori and the Guys also wishing Keith Durst a happy birthday. Blue River United Methodist Church would like to take this time to wish Doyle Hoke a very happy birthday. Happy birthday today to Nancy Noble from the Richland Area Senior Citizens. Also, they would like to wish Dale Fisher a happy birthday. Happy birthday today to Lauren Durst and Keith Durst from Uncle Butch and Auntie M. Happy 17th birthday today to Peyton Bardo from your aunts and uncles. Happy birthday on behalf of the Richland Center Lions today to Harper Grosh, Carrie Dahlberg, Linda Cohn, and Matthew McCarthy. Happy birthday today to Michelle Frank, Donna Rowe, Jason Schaefer, Jenny Silver, Jeff Day, and Tegan Ostrander from the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions. Happy birthday today to Shelly Berg, Donna Harris, and Dawn Fish from Little Willow Birthday Club. Happy anniversary wishes today going out to Wendell and Vi Smith and Bob and Jan Hershey from the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions. Also, happy anniversary today to Tyler and Amanda Bradley from the Richland Center Lions. To all of you today celebrating your big day, be it a birthday or anniversary, we hope it's a great one from all of us here at WRCO and from the Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be. WRCO Sports is sponsored today by the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
Eastside BP, open at 5 a.m. Monday through Saturday, 6 on Sunday. Stop in for kitchen fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, and a touch-free or self-serve car wash. Philbeck Family of Dealerships sells the best in new and pre-owned cars and trucks. The customer is first with Philbeck Family of Dealerships, Highland, Boscobel, Richland Center, and Prairie du Chien. And call Gander's Cleaning Service, your certified carpet cleaning technicians for carpet and upholstery steam cleaning and janitorial services.
Good morning for WRCO Sports. I'm Bo Henricks. Right now, though, Phil Nee has a look at today's local baseball games.
The hometown and baseball schedule includes Western Section action for Argyle at Hollandale, Belleville at Verona, Blanchardville at Dodgeville, Scholesburg-Benton travels to Arena, and Muscadet at Wyota, Ridgeway at Pine Bluff-Mount Horeb. In the northern section, Reedsburg at Mazamani, Wisconsin Dells at Wanakee, Cross Plains travels to Sauk Prairie, Cazenovia at Black Earth, and Ashton visits Plain. That's our next hometown and baseball broadcast today. Plain is managed by Bob Jewell.
To be competitive, we need to keep getting better. I guess we need to really push ourselves in practices and maybe guys doing a little bit on their own. We only practice once a week, but guys could do some stuff, getting a little extra batting practice and things like that during the week and just get some extra reps. But overall, I've been really happy with the attitude and the competitiveness and the guys meshing together early on. It seems like we're meshing together pretty well.
The pregame will begin at 12:45 today. Then it's Ashton at Plain. Today's featured broadcast hitting the airwaves around 1 o'clock. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Thanks, Phil. It's been a busy weekend. The WIAA State Softball Tournament concluded yesterday in Madison. In Division IV's championship game, it was Cuba City taking on Fall Creek. With more, here's Michael Hernan.
I am Michael Hernan, live from the Goodman Diamond here in Madison. The final score of the Division IV state championship game, Fall Creek defeated Cuba City by a score of 7-0. The winning pitcher for Fall Creek was Grace Heron, and the losing pitcher for Cuba City was Peyton Guile. The scoring, Fall Creek in the fourth scored a run, but most of their scoring came in the sixth when it put on 6 runs. Final tallies, Cuba City only collected 4 hits, meanwhile Fall Creek had 9. And Cuba City committed 4 errors, while Fall Creek committed 3. For WRCO Sports, I'm Michael Hernan.
Thanks, Michael. Also, the River Valley girls soccer team lost a hard-fought marathon game to Regis McDonald Central Catholic 4-3 in overtime. The Blackhawks were regional champs and won the first game of a sectional before Saturday's loss. They led in the contest 3-1 before their opponent came back to tie the game and send it into overtime. Regis McDonald Central Catholic advances to the WIAA state soccer tournament that begins Thursday in Milwaukee. And after a 5-4 win yesterday for the Brewers over Detroit, they lead the series 2-0 heading into today's 12:40 first pitch time, which you can hear on WRCE AM 1450 FM 107.7. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Henricks.
Your local Cobuson team is proud to be the Richland School District's bus company. Join the Cobuson family of drivers. No experience necessary. Call 647-4446. Jones Chevrolet Buick offers the very best sales, parts, body shop work, and GM-certified service. Chevy, find new roads. And Julie Cairns State Farm Insurance, here to help life go right. Offering auto, home, business, life, disability insurance, and financial service.
WRCO.
Oh,
into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see beauty that made this heart adore you. Hope of a life spent with you. Here I am to worship.
King of all time. Blessed be your name in the land that is plentiful, where your streams of abundance flow. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name when I'm found in the desert place, though I walk through the wilderness. Blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glory. Blessed be your name when the sun's shining down on me, when the world's all as it should be. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name on the road marked with suffering, though there's pain in the offering. Blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. You give and take.
Open the eyes of the blind. As you are.